When Kelly was growing up in Olathe in the 1970s, it was a quiet, clean community full of single-family homes and good schools. And with state laws prohibiting alcohol sales on Sunday, in grocery stores, and by the glass, an outsider might have found life there to be pretty straight-laced.
You just never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Kelly says her father was a highly successful CEO and a high-functioning alcoholic. When she became an adult, she tried to avoid falling into the same trap.
I wasn't going to be like that. I was a full-time mom and worked, a community volunteer.
But a daily drinking habit took its toll. Before she knew it, her alcohol abuse had spiraled out of control.
I did that over a period of time and would wake up the next day and could only go so long physically without putting that into my body.
Sadly, Kelly's story is not an unusual one in Johnson County. Visit Overland Park on a typical weekend night, and you'll see a restaurant and bar scene that's blossomed along with the easing of the state's alcohol laws in the past few years. At the same time, the number of people reporting binge drinking has jumped to nearly 1 in 5. More than 8% say they binge drink regularly. Kelly and her husband, Ed, are in recovery after years of alcohol abuse, and they now work to help other Johnson County residents stay sober.
I think it's a much more pervasive problem in our society than we're willing to admit.
In Johnson County, the percentage of people who binge drink or drink heavily is about 20% higher than in Wyandotte County. Johnson County also has a much higher percentage of traffic fatalities related to alcohol.
Moving out here, I was like, wow, there's a liquor store in every strip mall.
Yolanda McKinney and her husband Carl moved to Johnson County from Wyandotte County to start a new life after their own years of alcohol and substance abuse. They've also been clean for years, but remain surprised by what they see as the more relaxed attitude toward alcohol in their wealthier community.
Oh, he's just a good old boy. Versus he's a no-good old boy, having the same issues, the same usage, but a different stigma attached.
While statistics show that people in lower income areas drink less and less often than their more affluent counterparts, research also shows that the lower a person's income, the more likely that his or her alcohol use disorder is severe. Alcohol abusers with lower incomes also have higher rates of liver disease and alcohol-related cancer. University of Wisconsin sociologist Paul Moberg says that higher-income alcohol abusers more often have the kinds of jobs, income, and social support that act as safety nets and prevent alcohol disorder from getting worse.
The effects of alcohol use can be much more severe because you're already starting from a disparate position.
Yolanda and Carl endured health, legal, and financial problems, and even homelessness on their way to sobriety. But Carl says their troubles didn't end there. There was always the fear of relapse.
Even when you want to get your life together, there's going to be obstacles that are going to come up that are going to prevent you from doing that.
Economic instability, lack of education, and stopping treatment are all risk factors for relapse into alcohol use, and those factors make Wyandotte County a difficult place to start over.
I'm Jenna. I'm one of the triage specialists here. It's nice to meet you. What brings you in today?
For many looking to get clean, their first stop is Rainbow Services, Inc. in Kansas City, Kansas. It was opened by a partnership of nonprofits and state agencies about a year and a half ago to provide a temporary place for police, family, or friends to bring someone when alcohol, drug, or mental health problems get out of control. Executive Director Sharon Sawyer says that alcohol-related cases they've been seeing have become more severe since RIS opened.
We're seeing some individuals that probably are more appropriate to be in a state hospital.
There are fewer services available to treat severe alcohol use disorder in both counties than there were 10 years ago. That's meant the conditions of many addicted people have only gotten worse, according to Jason Hess. He's the head of the Heartland Regional Alcohol and Drug Assessment Center, which connects people to treatment.
We have fewer residential beds today than we've ever had, but the number of people that are clinically needing those beds continues to rise.
Hess says there's about an 8-week wait to get intensive treatment, and caseworkers have to scramble to negotiate for the best treatment they can get for patients.
And it's not unusual to be on the phone for a particular client for an hour, hour and a half, just calling resources to see what's available and sitting with the client saying, okay, I've got program X over here. This is what they can offer. Are you willing to go do it?
To prevent acute cases from getting worse, Hess and others involved in treatment are working to create an involuntary treatment facility. For now, if caseworkers can just keep clients stable while waiting for treatment, it's a small victory. For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Alex Smith.